Well, it was built at Islington Workshops in 1936, and that's why it's 75 years old this year. It was built as an express passenger engine, mainly because of its big driving wheels, and did a lot of passenger work to Port Pirie, Tarawee, South East on the main lines, and also did a bit of freight work, but basically being designed as a passenger loco, that's the sort of work it used to do. We acquired it, Steam Ranger acquired it from the old SIA Railways in the late 70s and have looked after it ever since. It has been out of service for periods of time due to various problems, all of which we've been able to fix up, but the biggest problem was getting the money to do it at the time. It has just come back into service now after being out of work for 3 years. This time it was due to flues and tubes in the boiler being past their use-by date. They all had to be renewed, a costly process, which the bulk of the money side was covered by a generous donor. It has been on a test run about 3 weeks ago, and it re-entered service about 2 weeks ago. We are having some slight problems with a hot bearing on a trailing truck, which we're working through at the moment.
You know what's causing that at the moment, that hot bearing?
Well, we think it's a bit of a misadjustment in the lateral play in the trailing truck, which we've readjusted, and that should help the centering, what we call the centering of the trailing truck, to run free instead of being biased to one side, which then generates heat in the bearing on that side.
Which is not what you want, though, is it?
Oh, you don't need it, no. Not like a hole in the head. But these things are always giving little bits of trouble, and the biggest thing is sorting them out. It's, you know, half a dozen reasons could exist why you have these sorts of problems, and you've just got to work through them and eliminate them.
Since she's been back on the tracks, how's she been performing apart from the hot bearing?
Oh, excellent. Steaming well, which you'd expect with new tubes, and a few other little jobs we've done. There's certainly nothing wrong with its overall performance, but it is being curtailed by this this hot axle box because you have to run at reduced speeds or give it a two-hour rest for the hotness to dissipate.
What sort of speeds can she reach when she's running one of the Steam Ranger services?
Well, on our track, we are limited by the track. Maximum speed is about 60 kilometres per hour, which is all you need for a tourist type train anyway. In their day, these engines were capable of, in the old term, 70 mile an hour, which they used to do quite regularly. But no, for our purposes, 60 is our maximum, and quite often along the coast we just potter along at 40 k's and let the passengers have a good look.
Enjoy the scenery.
Enjoy the scenery, yep.
There's a fair bit to getting the loco ready, though, isn't it? It's not like a car where you jump in and turn the ignition. It's a long process to fire up the boiler, isn't it?
It's about 6 hours. But it is slow because there's a lot of water and metal to heat up.
What's it like to drive?
Oh, this one's a good engine to drive. It's very responsive. It's a bit rough riding, but, I mean, it's 1936 technology, so you don't expect, you know, a comfortable ride and air cushioned seats and all that sort of stuff. But no, and it's got a reasonable amount of power for its size too.
How many carriages could it pull comfortably between here and, say, Victor Harbour?
Well, we limit it to 6 centenary cars. That's a load of close to 200 tonnes. It will take more, but we're in the game of preserving these things and not giving them a hard time by putting large loads behind them and sort of bashing them up the hill.
It's a magnificent locomotive to look at, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and it's been scrubbed up a bit for this coming weekend. A bit of paint here and there, and it makes a world of difference.
Wonder if she'll last another 75 years.
Well, who knows? You know, the blokes who built it in 1936 probably didn't expect it to be still running 75 years later, but here it is. It's original boiler, which is in reasonable condition. So if it's looked after properly, like I said, it's not overused, overworked. There's no reason why it shouldn't continue to last.
Steam Ranger, of course, has diesel locos as well as the steam, but do you think it's important that we keep the steam as part of our rail heritage?
Oh, most important, obviously, because future generations, or even current generations, have probably never seen these things working on a regular basis, and they are a very historic item. They were essential for the opening up of the state back in the 20s, 30s and so forth. Rail was about the only way you could get around and shift a lot of your commodities. So they played a big part in the formation and history of the state, and you know, for that sort of reason, they should be looked after and preserved and kept running.
And they were not only built here locally, but they were designed locally too, I think, weren't they?
Yes, this one was by a local chief mechanical engineer at Islington. They knew what they were doing. This engine was quite a successful design. And again, it's probably because it's still running 75 years later, is you know, tantamount to proving that.
As a driver, what's the best thing about being behind the throttle of 621?
Oh, I guess that's a bit hard to say. I think it's just the you work on these things for weeks and months to keep them going, and I suppose driving them is the satisfaction of that. Trains in general, I think, you know, a lot of people have soft spots for them. So, you know, if you happen to be driving one, it's a privilege, and it's a bit of an enjoyment and a reward for what we do to keep them going.